They'll teach you a thing or three in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. Attending summer school isn't all that unusual for kids. However, some teachers actually attend summer school as well under the auspices of the ARRL, the nation's foremost amateur radio organization. The program the league sponsors is the Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. One of its handful of instructors is Larry Kendall, K6NDL. Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with Larry from his school in Apple Valley, California.
Teacher Institutes began in 2004. They were really kind of the brainchild of the then director. I believe he was director of education technology program at ARRL, Mark Spencer, and he's been very active. He's really sort of the grandfather of this whole thing. He put these together and taught kind of most of them at first. The TI-1 first began in 2004. Since that time, there have been 43 sessions involving over 500 teachers. There are about 75 of those have then come back and received additional training through the TI-2 workshops in TI-2 space and TI-2 remote sensing. TI-2 space started in 2009, and then TI-2 remote sensing began in 2013. So there haven't been as many of those held. There have been as many as 8 of these workshops held in a single year, and that was the peak was in 2009. They've been held in Tucson, in Roswell and Albuquerque, New Mexico, Spokane, Washington, Vera, Florida, New Jersey City, New Jersey, Utica, New York, Granville, Ohio, Greenville, South Carolina. So they've really kind of been all over. The main facilities we use are ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, Parallax Incorporated headquarters in Rockland, California. That's north of Sacramento. And Parallax is kind of an industry partner in this whole effort, and they provide the microprocessors and robots and things that we use during days 3 and 4 of the workshop. Also, the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, DARA, in Dayton, Ohio, sponsors of Hamvention. They've been an awesome sponsor of both providing facilities and also donating funds to help send teachers to the workshop. And they've hosted quite a few teacher institutes at their clubhouse. And they've in fact added a big new addition a couple of years ago that's just a fabulous classroom facility. We were the first group to actually get a chance to use it. That was really fabulous. And they've been a huge supporter over the years. The ARRL Teacher Institute on Wireless Technology is really kind of a crash course in a whole broad spectrum of technology and radio electronics related topics. It's 4 very intense days, 8 hours a day for 4 days, for a total of 32 hours, covering basic electronics, components, circuits, how various components work and how they work together, Ohm's law, Kirchhoff's laws, those kinds of things. Another day on basic components of radio, including waveforms, including the 5 building blocks of radio systems, a day on microcontrollers and microprocessors, where teachers learn how to use and program and build circuits using small microcontrollers, and finally a day where all of that gets put together and teachers learn to work with and program and build small robots that they can manipulate using basic programming. That's kind of one of the more popular, more in things in the schools right now is robotics. It's kind of the carrot that leads both teachers to the workshops and also students to study more about technology.
Larry, why is it important to have radio science education in the schools today, especially with all the emphasis that we have on computer literacy and all things high tech?
I think the reason that wireless technology is particularly important today is that we've really, and in some ways we think, well, we've moved away from radio. Ham radio is kind of an old technology, yada, yada, yada. Well, the truth is that we're actually moving more and more towards wireless technology. Where we used to have wired landline phones, we now have cordless wireless cell phones. Say in our school, we've moved from wired internet to wireless internet, Wi-Fi. Most of those technologies had some beginning in amateur radio. And so understanding things like band plans, frequency allocations, those kinds of public issues. Recently, we had the issue of broadband over power lines. Things like those are a public concern. They affect all of us in one way or another. And they're things that we need the basic population to be at least minimally educated on so that we can make appropriate decisions. And so that we appreciate the kinds of technologies that we're using day to day, understand a little bit about how they work, so we also understand their strengths and their limitations. During a serious emergency, why are certain services and certain things not going to be available? Or why is text messaging going to be a more reliable means of getting emergency traffic out versus voice calling? Those kinds of issues. So I think wireless communication is more and more and more relevant over time, rather than less relevant.
Larry, you are, of course, a teacher by profession in your school system. During the summer, when most teachers take time off, what are the awards for you in doing these workshops? And do you think you're creating new hams among the enrollees?
The interesting part of this for me is it really is kind of refreshing and reinvigorating just in terms of my both technical skills gives me a chance to do some things they're kind of above and beyond what I would be doing with 7th and 8th graders, for example. It really gives me a chance to reconnect with teachers. I don't have a lot of opportunities during a typical day here at school to interact with a lot of adults because I have 210 or so students. It really is a lot of fun for me. There's a financial incentive, but that's not really the main reason I do it. I do it because it kind of keeps me up to date. The best way to learn something is to have to teach it, as they say. And this gives me an opportunity to build up my own skills, my own knowledge. Needing to teach it to other people, I need to kind of overlearn it myself. Looking at exciting applications of the topics and technology, it just is kind of a win-win for me in that it's not a huge amount of time. I mean, I do spend quite a bit of time preparing, but it's all something I enjoy. I don't really see it as work per se. So just to be able to spend some time connecting with adults, that adult time is really special for me.
You're listening to a conversation about the Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology between Rains Hapali, KC9RP, and veteran school teacher and institute instructor Larry Kendall, K6NDL. We'll wrap up their conversation in a moment. This is the Rain Report, available 24/7 on therainreport.com, via Twitter at #TheRainReport, and on iTunes.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
As far as creating new hams, you know, that's really not the goal of the teacher institutes, but I think it is kind of just a natural byproduct. We don't require the teachers coming into the level one teachers institutes to be licensed, but sometimes they even take their license exams during the week of the Teachers Institute. We do make that available if there's sufficient interest, or they can upgrade their license from tech to general and so on. We certainly encourage them to get that because there's a lot of activities. They're going to be limited as to what they can do with their students. For example, even if you want to do a fox hunter, transmitter hunt with a group of students, you need to be licensed in order to be operating the fox transmitter. So there are certain benefits that they see in terms of their teaching and being able to do more, so they've got a motivation to get their license. They're kind of sneaky through the back door. We don't really pump the, you know, get licensed, but that really is kind of a natural result and a natural outcome for most of the teachers. I'd say over time, probably 90% and up of the people that attend the TIs do either are licensed or do get their licenses.
So how is teaching the teacher how to teach different from teaching the student directly?
In our case, it really isn't terribly because we teach by modeling. People attending the teacher institutes come from a wide background. Some are new teachers, some are veteran teachers, some teaching is a second or third career. An institute I did recently had a gentleman who was teaching, but he had spent his life as an electrical engineer. And as they come in, we say, well, we're really not going to be able to teach you necessarily a lot of new content that you don't already know. but we can hopefully teach you some ways of presenting that content in ways that are more meaningful to the students and help understand some of the complex issues, and show you some tricks and tools and things like that to make that happen. The materials that we provide them, the actual instruction that we give them, is kind of modeling, okay, let's pretend you don't know anything. Now, I know that's not true, but let's pretend you don't. How would I approach this subject? How would I approach this concept with you? That's really the tack that we take on working with adults. I don't talk to them really any differently than I talk to 7th and 8th graders when I teach. I'm assuming they know nothing, not because I think they know nothing, but there's such a wide range of knowledge there that I want to make sure I cover it for everyone. And really, the important thing isn't the content, it's the presentation.
For those who would like to get on board the Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology for the summer of 2016, what do they need to do now?
To learn more about the Education Technology Program at ARRL, I would recommend starting out at their website, which is www.arrl.org/ETP. That stands for the Education Technology Program. And you'll find out about the entire program, which is much bigger than just the Teacher Institutes. It includes information on careers, grants that are available. It includes information on different classroom resources that are available, some of which are the same resources that we provide to teachers who attend the institutes, curriculum information, classroom activities, things like that. There's a section on amateur radio on the International Space Station, and of course, the Teacher Institutes. All the information that one would need to apply would be found there in that section, in the Teacher Institute section. The person to contact is Deborah Johnson at ARRL. Her email address is djohnson, D-J-O-H-N-S-O-N, at ARRL.org. And each year around January, the league puts out a very nice color brochure about the Teacher Institutes that gives the dates and that kind of thing. As far as finding out information, we're in the process of trying to produce some materials that local radio clubs can use to promote the Teacher Institutes, a short video and some other things, along with the brochure, kind of give them a sense of what they can then share with their teachers. And that's what we hope some of the local clubs will do. Most of the advertising, most of the people that attend find out about it through the articles and stories and things that appear in QST that then are read by amateurs that talk it up at their local club meetings and friends that are teachers. It's kind of a word of mouth plus publications and information that goes out through the mail and through the internet.
What's it going to cost me?
It's not going to cost the teachers who attend anything to attend other than a $100 application fee. That was simply instituted to keep people honest, I guess, in a sense. If something is too free, they don't take it very seriously. So that's simply to help cover some of the costs of processing applications and setting everything up. But the entire cost of the actual institute is covered by donations to the ARRL Education Technology Program. And so this is above and beyond any dues that anyone pays. It's really quite amazing that there are so many awesome donors that really want to see this happening and make it possible for this to happen. The cost of sending a teacher between transportation, lodging, meals, everything, typically ranges between $2,000 and $3,000 per teacher, and that's all covered by donations to the Education Technology Program from private donors.
And that concludes our interview with Larry Kendall, K6NDL, a veteran school teacher in Apple Valley, California, and one of a handful of instructors with the ARRL's Teacher Institute on Wireless Technology. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2015 Rain. All rights are reserved. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. This has been another Rain Report. Available as a podcast from therainreport.com, from Twitter at #TheRainReport, and that
via
concludes
iTunes.
Our interview with Larry Kendall, K6NDL, a veteran school teacher in Apple Valley, California, and one of a handful of instructors with the ARRL's Teacher Institute on Wireless Technology. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2015 Rain. All rights are reserved. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. This has been another Rain Report. Available as a podcast from therainreport.com, from Twitter at #TheRainReport, and via iTunes.